congratulations on the milestone. It feels like to us it's come up pretty quickly, but what about for you?
Yeah, it was surprising at the start of the year when I think my mum said, do you realise your 200 is going to be up in Gold Coast? Didn't realise it comes that quickly, and when you start your career, you always get told that it flies by, and probably means that I've played more games than I've got left, but I like to think I've got another 200 in me.
You see all these achievements to this, each side of you. Have you been surprised that you've been able to achieve, and there's still plenty of footy left,
Yeah, it's hard. I think while you play, it's very hard to reflect, and I haven't read what's up there, but obviously I know what I've done, and but every year you're just looking forward and trying to get better as a team, better as a player, and what I've done in the past sort of means nothing for this week, and I need to go out there and get a kick on the weekend and perform my role for the team, and that's always been my focus, and probably why the years go so quick, because you've got such a narrow focus that before you know it, you're deep into the season and trying to get a final spot.
You look at that list to the left here, what's probably the most satisfying thing you've done in your footy career?
The premiership for sure, yeah. That's an obvious one. I think everyone that's played in flags always says it's the highlight of their career, and just the journey that you go on to achieve that, it's not just that season, it's 4 or 5 years of work that it took since I got to the football club to get the ultimate.
This weekend, obviously, Rocket has a fair bit of intel on the kind of football club. Do you think that will be an advantage for him?
Yeah, I think guys, Rocket obviously knows how we like to play and what brand of footy and, what our focuses are going into games, but on the same token, they might spend too much time worrying about us and not worrying about themselves. So we certainly had a look at Gold Coast this morning and what they do well, and we'll try and nullify that and bring our strengths to the table.
What's been the difference the last couple of weeks? Because you were 4-1 and just dropped off a touch.
Yeah, I think just letting sides, get away from us from periods of game. Geelong, I think they kicked 7-1 in the first quarter, and then Richmond on the weekend, I think, kicked 8 in a row. And we've been in games, but, when you give sides run-ons that big, it gives them a lot of confidence that their brand of footy is working. And we just need to address those run-ons and find a way just to make them 2 or 3 run-ons before, we get our next goal.
Yeah, Buck spoke about that on early in the week, the momentum is such a big thing. How has he told you guys to kind of stem the momentum and all get it back when you don't have it?
Yeah, it's a pretty simple solution, just win the footy. Against Geelong, we couldn't get our hands on it in the first quarter, and they just kept dominating around clearances, and then we're able to move the ball quickly. So just win the footy back and then be composed when we do get it back.
As a side, do you know where you sit yet? Is it too early? Do you still feel like how you did pre-season, or are you still working out exactly where you sit?
I think it's too early to work out where you sit, because we haven't played every side yet in the competition, and players talk about it, and even players from other clubs, you hear in the media that just you don't know what to expect at the moment with our competition. Every side on their day is good enough, so you've got to bring your best to the table every week and prepare really well. So we've got another challenge. We haven't won the Gold Coast for a couple of years, so we go up there looking to get our, I think it's our second win up there.
What have you made of the Suns' form of late?
I think they're probably adjusting to how Rocket wants them to play, and obviously they've been pretty hard hit by injury and those type of things, but they look like they're getting a bit of momentum back in their side there. Harley Bernal and guys like that, they run pretty hard and they've got certainly a lot of talent, so we've got to be on our game this week and nullify their strengths, because when they're up and going, they're very talented side and run very hard.
What do you think is missing for Collingwood at the moment in terms of getting to be one of the top 2 or 3
guys? Just that consistency. As I said before, we've had probably 20-25 minute lapses in every game that we've lost, where we've really played ourselves out of it and allowed opposition to score multiple goals quickly, and then we've got a lot of work to get back into games, and I suppose the pleasing thing is we've been able to work back, reduce those margins, but you spend a lot of tickets chasing tail and you sort of don't have much to finish off with.
Steele, side bottom, it'd be great, I guess, for you especially to have him back, that hard running midfielder. How close is he?
Well, he trained pretty well today. I've been bugging him all day to try and tell me if he's going to play or not, because I want to know as well. So, I'm not too sure. I think he'll come up, I think, and have another run around tomorrow and see how it responds.
It's just handling the ball, I guess, without a goal on, that's the issue.
Yeah, I just tell him it's his pain tolerance.
How's Travis goal kicking up towards the end there, having a bit of specialty goal kicking practice? How do you read it, I guess?
I don't know. How did it look? I was training, so... Did you kick him?
Yeah, he kicked him, yeah.
It's pleasing.
You're hoping for the best from him, I guess, this week against Rocket.
Yeah, I'd love him to kick straight every week. So, like all our forwards, Owen, they're doing the work. I think, as you said, you notice they're putting in the time after training. So, all they can do is do the work, and then on match day, they just need to steel themselves and finish the work.
Scott, Bucks touched on it a couple of weeks ago. Have you had any contact with Lockie Keith or Josh Thomas recently to touch base with people
who've
had a travel
training? Yeah, you exchange texts here and there, but I think I've said it numerous times that, you know, sort of the advice that we've got and they got is to sort of keep your distance, and that's the best result for them. And as a playing group, we want to give them the best chance of a fair hearing, so we'll stick to that advice.
Just from a player's perspective, though, are you slightly concerned as sort of dragging on a bit, if you like, up, you know, a lot of the playing?
From inside the footy club, it certainly hasn't been a distraction, though, so we're just focused week to week on what we can control, and at the same time trying to support those boys as best we can.
Scotty, when we watch you play, you really seem flustered on the footy field, and the same thing often. Is there anything that actually gets under your skin? You always seem very compliant.
Yeah, losing. That annoys me. I think probably camera just catches me at the right time when I'm not losing my cool, so I'm like everybody else. Certain things annoy me, and I'm just trying get on with the next play as quick as I can. Don't dwell on things. If I've, you know, done something well or done something bad, just get on to the next passage of play.
Has that been one of your strengths? Do you think you don't sort of let emotion get the better of you?
Yeah, I think early days, you know, Paul Roos, I remember listening to him speak, and he was just saying about trying to make that gap between your good games and your bad games really small, and nothing's ever as good as it seems, or nothing's ever as bad as it seems. And something that I liked, and I've just tried to use for my career, that no matter how you play on the weekend, you've always got a challenge within 7 or 8 days. So just prepare as best you can and back up.
Bucks came out and said about the umpires and folk getting a hard deal. Have you been able to see that firsthand as well? Do you think he gets a few cut?
There's quite a few behind you right now. Yeah, he wants more free kicks, he said. So. Yeah, it's a hard one, because when you're playing out there, you literally play to the whistle. So when you know, you probably got more time as a spectator to look at contests and think, oh, that's a free kick, it's too high. But on match day, it's going so quickly that you don't have time to argue. Because if you argue, your man usually gets out, and then you're copping it on Monday morning when you do the review. So, but yeah, obviously, like all our players, to get more free kicks.
Yeah, the toughest opponent over your two
other
games?
Yeah, I think Cameron Ling was one that was certainly different. He was, you know, similar height, but had about 5 or 6 kilos on me, and it was hard enough against Geelong in those times to get a kick. You know, they had Ablett, Corey, guys like that, Selwood through there, that Bartel, that just made it so hard to get a kick anyway. Then you had Lingy running with you, and you know, but I've always loved the head-to-head matchups. You know, guys like Lenny Hayes or Chris Jard, that when you were younger and you had the chance to play on those guys one-on-one and learn from them, and, you know, they test you both ways, that I probably enjoy those matchups the best, because they just make you honest, and you've got to work so hard both ways, and, yeah, enjoy those.
Scotty,